Welcome to the Strong Men, Strong Marriages podcast. Here we are on a mission to get strong, get attractive, and get the marriage of our dreams. I'm your host, Mike Frazier. Let's do this. All right, men, welcome to today's episode of Strong Men, Strong Marriages, Problematic Attachment Styles in Marriage. So kind of on a series right now of attachment and how that works, attachment theory. I think it's really valuable. And so we'll be covering it and how these attachment styles can cause problems. Maybe you've heard of it, avoidant attachment, ambivalent or anxious attachment, disorganized attachment, secure attachment. So we're going to talk about what those are and how they can cause problems in your marriage. So my name is Mike Frazier, MD. I'm a psychiatrist and marriage coach, and I help high-achieving Christian men have more intimate marriages. All right. So some guys from Wins in My Program, the Strong Men, Strong Marriages program this week, guys are finding that increased mental, emotional, and sexual intimacy with their wives. Even after infidelity, even after near separation, all this, right? They're able to create that. Guys are taking strong stands towards their wives. You know, one guy this week, you know, joined the program, even though his wife was really not very happy about it. But he knew he had to do it to make the shifts that he wanted and needed to. Super proud of him. And he's already seeing great results from doing that. Guys are feeling more confidence and more self-worth. So cool to see. You know, a lot of us as high achieving guys would beat ourselves up and achieve a lot because we're kind of needing people to build us up. So guys are finding that internal sense of self-confidence and that confidence built in that relationship with God, which is super awesome. Guys are feeling closer to God, which is great. You know, when we have that connection, it just fuels that connection. Guys are teaching their kids the skills in the program, teaching them how to manage their emotions, teaching them about their thinking, how that shifts over time, or how we can change that to get better results in our lives. This past week, my wife and I had a really fun date night, and relationship with my son is getting a lot better, my oldest son, by just seeing the good. Like, he's a great kid, and you know, I had kind of lost sight of that, and I'm disappointed by that, but learning from it and just, you know, seeing that, all the good in him, because he's got a lot of good, and as I'm seeing that more, he's noticing, and it's making a difference. So Sue Johnson, this is a quote from her. So when it comes to attachment, she's in marriage in particular, she creates something called emotionally focused therapy, which is great and effective for a lot of couples. But she says that underneath all the distress, partners are asking each other, you know, can I count on you? Are you there for me? Will you respond to me when I need, when I call? Do I matter to you? And am I valued and accepted by you? Do you need me and rely on me? Man, like, those are just, they cut deep, they cut to the heart. It's like very vulnerable, very, you know, it's kind of recognizing, hey, we do need each other in marriage and, you know, just in life, we need people that we can count on that are there for us and that will respond to us and that, you know, we do matter to them and that do value and accept us and that do need us and rely on us in, you know, those same ways to be someone that they can count on and that sort of thing. So, yeah. So we're going to talk about the different types of attachment. And basically it has to do with like, how did your parents or your caregivers growing up answer those questions for you? So for secure attachment, it's about 50% of the population, which is great. It means about half parents are doing a great job raising their kids. You know, parents that are consistently there physically, mentally, and emotionally for their kids is basically what that means. So they help them feel seen, safe, and soothed. When they were having difficult emotions, they were able to be there with them. The main message these kids get is that, hey, people are going to respond to my needs. I'm okay expressing what I need. People are going to be there for it. People are there for me. You know, I'm not alone. So if you grew up with secure attachment, that's awesome. Now it can happen actually that you can like grow up with secure attachment, but kind of demonstrate some different kinds of attachment in your marriage, especially if, you know, something pretty extreme happened, like, infidelity or, you know, like addiction or mental illness or things like that with your spouse, you can kind of create some of these other attachments with your spouse in particular. But anyway, that's secure attachment. Avoidant attachment. So avoidant attachment is when parents are just not really there physically, mentally, or emotionally. So maybe they're physically, but not really emotionally. That happens with a decent amount of the guys that I work with, where, yeah, their parents provided for them physically, but, you know, maybe dad in particular just wasn't around emotionally. Wasn't really there, wasn't really in the house, that kind of thing. So the main message these guys come away with is, hey, people, they're not going to respond to my needs, and it's on me. I need to take care of it myself. I'm going to do it myself, right? I'm going to figure it out myself. And so a lot of high achieving guys have this because they took this message, hey, it's on me and I'm going to figure it out. And they do, right? And they accomplish a lot, which is good. And they create pretty significant issues in their marriage, which we'll get to in a minute. So the other one's anxious or ambivalent attachment. So this is when parents were there sometimes and sometimes not. You know, sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not, physically, mentally, emotionally. They're inconsistent. Main message you get is like, I'm not sure if someone's going to be there or not. Sometimes my needs are going to be met. Sometimes they won't. The other thing a lot of these guys come away with is this idea of like, I need to take care of other people's emotions, or emotions, other people's emotions have a lot to do with me. And I can kind of control or manipulate other people's emotions based on, how I behave. So maybe a parent told them, oh, you make me so mad. And it was kind of up to them to calm their parent down, that sort of thing. Or, if a parent had real ups and downs in mood, the kid could feel responsible for kind of taking care of that. So this creates anxious or ambivalent attachment. So yeah, sometimes needs are going to be met, sometimes they're not. Then there's disorganized attachment. So this is when parents, scare or hurt their children. So obviously like physical sexual abuse would be create a disorganized attachment, but also like, extreme mental illness, extremes in emotion, drug problems, that kind of thing, where maybe they weren't physically hurting the kids, but it's just like frightening to be around the parents. So the main message that kids take away here are, hey, the people who are supposed to protect me also hurt me. And so that's really difficult to process for a child. And so, the people they're supposed to rely on, they can't. They want to rely on them, but they're going to hurt them. It's just, it's rough, right? That's a hard way to grow up. So how do these show up in marriage though? So a secure attachment in marriage is going to look like this. It's a good balance of me and we. You feel confident that people are there for you. You're able to express your needs and feel comfortable your wife will respond to them. You're able to understand and respond to her needs and still have healthy boundaries. That sounds great. And that's really what we're going for in strong men, strong marriages, is creating this good, secure attachment between you and your wife, and also between like you and yourself. So knowing that you can count on yourself to be there for you, to care about you, to talk to you in a kind way, it's all very important. But, so yeah. And I feel like for Elizabeth and me, we're a lot more there. And, I've had to grow in a lot of ways to that, and her too. But now, yeah, I feel like we are finding that good balance. I am confident she's there for me. I'm able to ask for what I want from her and feel comfortable she is going to respond. I had to give her that chance, right? And I hadn't for a long time. I had to be able to understand and respond to her needs, which I think I was kind of good at that, but was doing it in that mosquito way. And we'll talk about how that kind of ties into attachment here in a minute. So avoidant attachment marriage shows up a lot more like me over we. So you think you have to do it yourself. You don't really express your needs because you don't think people are going to respond anyway. So if you're feeling sad, first of all, you probably won't even do a very good job recognizing that you're sad, but you certainly won't tell anybody that you're sad or struggling. Like, when we had financial difficulties as a family, and I felt responsible for that, I didn't really like share that very much with my wife, because I was like, it's on me. I got to fix it. So I'm not even going to tell her what's going on. So kind of shut her out, but I was suffering, right? And when I finally did start sharing some of that with her, she responded in a great way and was there for me. And it was great. So the other thing avoid attachment does, though, is you kind of don't really listen or respond to your wife's needs, because you figure, hey, like, you're an adult, figure it out yourself. So like my wife will sometimes ask me to do things and I get upset, because I'd be like, man, you should be figuring that out yourself. I think over time I responded that way. She kind of stopped asking. I'd ask her how I could help. She'd say, oh, nothing. I kind of taught her to not ask for things, so they weren't responding particularly well. So yeah, you know, so again, avoid attachment. You don't, it's all about, it's very independent. Again, you learned, I can't really count on anybody, so I've got to do it myself. So in a marriage that looks like not asking your wife for really anything, also not really responding to what she wants because you really value independence. And then, so what's your wife going to complain about here? She's going to complain about, man, my husband doesn't really share anything with me. I don't really know him. This can lead to roommate type situation. Okay. And really low mental and emotional intimacy, and probably low sexual intimacy too. So if you have an anxious or ambivalent attachment in your marriage, you're going to fluctuate really dramatically between me and we. You're going to feel responsible for your wife's emotions, feel that most of her emotions have to do with you, even if they don't. So if your wife is having a bad day, you're like, oh, what did I do? What did I do? I need to fix it. I need to fix it. I used to be like that a lot. So you're going to alternate between not expressing your needs at all and then getting really upset that your needs aren't met and dumping them all out at once. So I definitely did a lot of this throughout our marriage where, you know, I wouldn't really tell her anything that's going on. Oh, everything's fine. Everything's fine. And all of a sudden I'd be like, oh, you don't do anything for me. So the other thing you do is you try really hard to respond to your wife's needs so you don't like get in trouble by her and then get upset when she doesn't recognize your efforts. So you're doing that mosquito stuff, right? Okay, let me make her happy. Let me do everything I can to make her happy. Let me do this and that. And you know, hopefully sometimes she's going to get me what I want or give me that attention, appreciation, affection, sex, but I'm not going to ask for it, right? And then you're like, man, I do so much for you. You never recognize it. You don't appreciate it. So yeah, this is that anxious, ambivalent attachment. You're like, oh yeah, I'll do it myself. And then you're like, oh, I need you to tell me, oh, you know, no, I don't need anything from you. Oh yes, I do. You know, anxious, ambivalent, right? I need you here with me. Okay. That it can also show up as like being really, really needy. Like, oh, I need you with me. I need you to be here. You gotta listen to me. You gotta be here. I don't want you going out. I don't want you out with anybody. That's that anxious attachment. Like, I need you here with me all the time to feel okay. So disorganized attachments, it's going to be mainly like a problem with trust, right? So yeah, I don't know if I can really trust her. You know, she might end up hurting me. So, you know, kind of go more towards me versus we. You don't really express your desires or needs because you're like, oh, I can't trust her anyway. You might or might not respond to her needs or desires because, or maybe you will because you're like scared that she's going to do something weird if you don't respond to her needs or desires, or she's going to like hurt you. So that's how disorganized attachment can show up in a marriage. So what do you do about this, right? If you are one of the 50% of the population and probably like 99% of the guys listening to this podcast do not have secure attachment with their spouse or with themselves or kind of growing up, because they're experiencing issues in their marriage. You know, we're going to cover that more this next week, in the next episode. But so for this week though, I just want you to consider your main attachment styles to your mom and your dad. So, you know, to your mom, was it more secure? Was it more anxious? Was it more avoidant? Was it anxious, ambivalent? Was it more avoidant? Was it disorganized? With your dad, kind of same thing. Okay. And then just notice, okay, like with my wife, how am I behaving? Is it more in that secure way where we do have that good give and take and I can trust her and I feel comfortable sharing what's going on with me? Or is it more avoidant where I don't really tell her anything that's going on and I kind of expect her to do things herself where I just, it's kind of all about me? Is it more anxious or ambivalent where I am trying to take care of her emotions, getting upset when she doesn't, not telling her what I want, then finally dumping it out on her? You know, ambivalent, right? Two sides. Like sometimes it's heavy we, sometimes heavy me. Sometimes it's I'm fine, sometimes it's, you know, I'm not fine at all. Right? Or is it kind of that disorganized where you just have like low trust towards her overall? So if you want to learn how to get to an earned secure attachment, okay, and what does that look like? What that looks like in a marriage is you have that good balance of me and we, right? There's I'm an individual and we do stuff together. It's both. You're able to express your needs well. You're able to respond to your wife's needs well. You're able to communicate those things well. Bring that fun, flirting, and passion. Come join us in Strong Men, Strong Marriages. We're going to teach you how to do this. We're going to help you dig into some of your past and uncover some of these attachment things, take care of that younger version of you that didn't quite get what he needed, and really get to that earn secure attachment. We're going to talk more about the steps to do that again next episode. So tune in next week. But if you're ready to get to work now, come join us. Come join us in Strong Men, Strong Marriages. Visit strongmen.io or visit the link in the show notes. You'll fill out an application. From there, we're going to get you your best next steps for how to do this, how to create that loving, secure, great attachment that also involves that fun and passion and intimacy with your wife. You know, I was talking with my other coach, her name's Mimi, today. What we try to do in the program is really provide a secure attachment for you guys to us, like someone that is there for you, that cares about you, that wants you to succeed, that values you. So we want you to feel that from us when you come in. So again, visit Strongmen, Strong Marriages, visit strongmen.io or click the link in the show notes, fill out an application, come join us. We would love to have you do this with us. All right, stay strong, men. We'll see you next episode. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please leave a review on iTunes and share the episode with a friend so we can help create stronger men and stronger marriages across the world. And if you're ready to take your strength training and your marriage to the next level, visit strongmenstrongmarriages.com to learn how. I'll see you there.